Well, I want to ask this. So Colin Cowherd today on The Herd, as we talk about the Patriots transitioning into their next era of football, should the Patriots tank? Colin makes the case for it.
Free up cap space, rebuild.
Now, let's start it at the beginning. Brady, that would be better. Here you go.
How good are the Patriots going to be? I said yesterday, I'm not so sure they haven't built up enough equity to tank. Do a Golden State. They don't have a contingency plan. They don't. They just let go of two top defensive players. Doesn't look like, from what I can tell, they've got anything planned. Why would they? Go 5-11, 4-12. Get rid of some players, free up cap space, rebuild, and go get a quarterback next year.
Wow.
So the idea of the Patriots tanking, 802-655-6672, I want to fight 2 points here before I turn it over to you. One, Golden State did not tank. Golden State tried to win and then had injury. You know, they were trying to win. They had injury put upon them. They didn't choose that route. It was given to them for them because they lost Klay Thompson, and then they ended up losing Steph Curry in the season. If Steph Curry is still healthy for the whole season, Golden State's not in a position to have the worst record in the NBA.
Yeah, so, that's a ridiculous comparison.
And, of course, Kevin Durant left, so that's another... Yeah.
Right, he left, but they still had D'Angelo Russell, Steph Curry. Right.
But Kevin Durant leaving doesn't have anything to do with Golden State tanking.
No, they won a championship without Kevin Durant. They won a championship without Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Right, so I'm saying my point is that they didn't choose to be as bad as they didn't go in and say, we're going to be awful this year.
Right.
That was kind of given to them through their circumstance. And the other one is, I guess I have a different word for this. Colin calls it tanking. When you say tanking, I say you're gutting the entire roster and you're actively trying not to win. I think there's a difference between tanking and rebuilding. I do think the Patriots should do what they've done. And now that they don't have Brady, go trade Daron Harmon. If they have to cut Patrick Chung because he's older and expensive, if you want to trade Joe Tooney now to get draft picks, I agree with some of those things. I agree with rebuilding. I agree with retooling. But I don't believe that the organization should be actively trying to lose. If they get younger and through youthful mistakes go 7-9 or 6-10, I'll be okay with that. But I don't consider that tanking.
Well, they're not bad enough to have the number one pick. But I did say this yesterday. I said if they're going to stockpile on draft picks and you get in the top five, can you trade up to get Lawrence? That's going to be tough. It will take everything because everybody wants Trevor Lawrence. If the Patriots could somehow get Trevor Lawrence because they tanked, I'm all for that. But one thing you have to understand, tanking the year after Tom Brady leaves, that's going to be so hard because you're going to hear it every day. That's because Brady left. If Brady had been gone like 2-3 years and Stidham had not worked out, then it would be a lot easier to tank.
But Arnie, why does it make any sense if they're getting rid of all these guys so they can stockpile picks, and that's exactly what they're doing, just so they can trade those picks away to get a quarterback and then have nothing left on the team for the quarterback? They'll be basically the Bengals.
Because the Trevor Lawrence is a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback.
You
could
said that before. Sam Darnold.
That's true, but he won't. No. He's a lot better than Sam Darnold. Matter of fact, the two great quarterbacks they said are the next Hall of Famers were Tua before the injury and Trevor Lawrence. But this kid's a can't miss. They're saying he's like Zion. Okay? You knew Zion was going to come in and score 20 a game. They're saying the same thing about Trevor Lawrence. I don't know. Maybe you are right, but the kid is unbelievable.
I just get really nervous as a Pats fan and positioning yourself over a couple of years and dumping half the team, getting rid of all your stars, suffering through a horrible season, just so you can get one player. I mean, if it's LeBron.
That's who he is. It's LeBron.
So you think Lawrence is LeBron?
See, I think that the Patriots should rebuild again. But I think they should use that capital to their benefit. If they end up with 16 draft picks, I don't anticipate them holding on for 16 players in this year's draft.
No.
If they can package up some of those picks to go and get higher picks, that they can go package up all, you know, a bunch of low-level picks to get into the second round or getting another one in the third round. I'd be for all of that. I want them to get impact players in the draft. Get younger all you want, but don't actively try to lose. I don't think that if the Patriots came out and said, hey, this year, knock on the door, we're going 3-13. No, I would not be okay with that. If they get younger and stub their toe to 7-9, I will be okay with that. But giving me a bad product on purpose to go 3-13, no thank you.
And obviously,